Greetings from Los Angeles, Chevra. We're continuing right now in this beautiful sicha from Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter on Purim. And just a reminder to everyone that Rav Yaakov Meir is speaking these words towards the end of his Purim Seuda. And like we saw already in the first class on this topic, the first learning we had, that he's speaking about he's sharing very intimate feelings that he has towards the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, something that we haven't really seen in other places so far. So it's been very, very special. I want to continue with this sicha. We're in the middle of Daf Tet Zayin. In the handouts that we're sending, I'll do it from the beginning of that page. Muva, she'amalek hu klipas zvuv. It's brought down that the klipa of Amalek is the klipa of a zvuv, a fly. V'ze merumah b'pasuk zikaron b'sefer v'sim b'ozne. The pasuk says, so the word zikaron basefer v'sin be'ozne is Rashi Tevot zvuv. This meaning the words zikaron basefer, memory in the book, v'sin be'ozne, and put into the ears, is the Rashi Tevot, is the acronym of the word zvuv, which spells out fly. Shederech shara klipos, most klipos that we suffer with and deal with in life, they surround the Kedusha. They don't penetrate inside it. It's not working from within, but they're mainly working as these klipas which don't allow you to go into what you want to be into Kedusha. But when you break those klipas, but when you break these type of outer klipas and you subdue them, then it's much easier to just naturally go towards the Kedusha, which is not the same case like the klipa of a malik, the klipa of a zvuv, of a fly. But the klipa of a malik is a klipa of a zvuv, a fly, that flies into things, which penetrates, unfortunately, inside to the inner depths, which is not the case with other klipot that are much easier to be broken. Rabbeinu HaKadosh megaresh et zvuvei hamavet ha'elu. He says that Rabbi Nachman, his whole thing, his Torah, his energy, when you pick up a sefer, when you learn a few words from Likutei Moharan, from Likutei Etzos, one of the Sfarim in Breslov, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter says that those Torahs, they completely expel these flies of death. The words of Rabbi Nachman purify and clean us from flies. And this happens when you listen to the voice of Rabbi Nachman and you, what he's saying is basically obey his orders with complete bittul. And when that happens, when you truly take the teachings of the tzaddik, he says here something very, very important. En reshut leshum avera umachshava vehatrada. There is no permission for any avera, any foreign thought, any bothering thought. Vegam lo hitlapshut b'mitzvos, and also something we discussed in our machloket classes. Even those things which enclose themselves in mitzvos, they have no access, and they have no ability. Limnoa et haadam midit karev l'Hashem yisbarach ve'leov oto be'ava gemura. These things, the usual things which usually get us and usually weaken us down, when it comes to Rabbi Nachman's words and when they're listened to with utmost bittul, all those things which usually at the end of the day destroy us and confuse us and also prevent us from truly loving Hashem with full love, Rabbi Nachman doesn't let these things get in the way of expressing and desiring and feeling that true love. He says, when a Yid walks around Rabbi Nachman's teachings, for real, the love that a person could reach can be similar to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's love for Hashem. Le'ehov et Hashem yitbarach k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu be'atzmo. Loving Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu himself loved Hashem. You know, it's interesting when you think about it, and we wonder what, if we had to guess, if we had to define one main attribute that we feel which takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem, I don't know if the word love would come to mind first. It would probably be more gvura, or anava, strength, humility. But he's saying here, did you ever stop and realize how much Moshe Rabbeinu absolutely loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says here, that place, which is probably only, you know, accessed when a person's in a really pure state, through Rabbi Nachman's words, which enable us to wipe out the klipa of Amalek, which is in the form of a zvuv, of a fly, which flies into our matters, into the kishkas, then you begin to taste what Moshe Rabbeinu tasted as well, this absolute divine love. And why does he say that a person is able to do this? Ki, bechol ish mi Yisrael, yesh bo nekudot shel Moshe Rabbeinu. In every yid, there are nekudas of Moshe Rabbeinu, like we had learned in the classes we had on Anava. And he says it right over here, kegon meha anivut shelo. Like, each of us have a certain part of Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu zachal lechalot et klipat Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu was privileged to completely conquer the klipa of Amalek in his life. So he says here, so what does that have to do with us today? Can you imagine living in a world where you truly conquer the klipa of Amalek? So he says, ve'anu, and us, when it comes to us, im nizke lishmoa lekol tzadik, if we merit to listen to the voice of the tzadik, lefachot lo nite ozen lepituim shemekoram miklipat Amalek. He says, we'll have the ability to not, he says, nate ozen, meaning direct our ears, to be seduced with all many different forms of seduction, which take us away from what we really want. And he says, those are all found in the klipa of Amalek. Mekoram miklipat Amalek. Be'az. And then when this is like this, yitachin lageshet lakadosh baruch hu, it's possible to approach Hashem be'ofen yashar, in a straight manner, kmo hatzadikim hakadmonim, like the tzadikim of the Alterheim, of the old school, I guess we'd call it. Like the way the tzadikim, like when we read a Chassidish tale, and we see that these rebbes were so in tune with something. What were they in tune with? What path were they on? They were on a path that was yashar, that wasn't seduced by the klipa of Amalek, which goes into the heart of us Yidden. I guess, not the heart of the heart, but the outer chambers of the heart, the inside. So therefore, this inyan of what happens on Purim, and he's going to say this probably in the next class that we have, the next little learning that we do, is that everything about Rabbi Nachman's Torahs in general, not just Torahs that are generally, that are specifically directed towards Purim, but really his whole inyan of Rabbi Nachman, all his etzas and all his Torahs, are to cleanse a person from this specific klipa, which is really the whole avoda of the day of Purim.